So Lord, we ask you, Lord, this evening that you'll come and be one in our midst tonight, Lord, for without you, Lord, would just be a vain gathering. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can be in this place tonight. And Lord, help us to praise your holy name. Help us to magnify your holy name, Lord. And we give you thanks, for you've done great things for us, we're upward, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you redeemed us out of the snare of the fowler, Lord. You rescued us, Lord, from the clutches of Satan, Lord. And Lord, while we were lost and undone, Lord, you still loved us, Lord, and you came to Calvary, Lord, and you laid down your life. Your word says a ransom for many. And we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that you have purchased us with your own precious blood. We thank you also, Lord, that even though you've purchased us, Lord, you have become our friend. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Your word says that there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Lord, we give you thanks, Lord, that you have given us access into your throne. And Lord, you've given us even the keys of the kingdom tonight, Lord. And Lord, we realize, Lord, that the greatest key of all is the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your word says that do all things, whether in word or deed, do in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Lord, we know that there's power in the name of Jesus Christ, and we also know there's authority in it. And we know that men and women, boys and girls, can be saved through that holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, Lord, your word says that you have given him a name more excellent than all the angels. Lord, we thank you also, Lord, that it's the greatest name, whether in heaven or on earth, Lord, there's no name like the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we thank you this evening, Lord, that we have got this name on our lips, Lord, that we can praise. And Lord, not only on our lips, but Lord, from our hearts also, Lord, we praise thee this evening. And we just ask you in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll, Lord, pour out your spirit among us tonight, Lord. Help us, Lord, because of our own selves, we can do absolutely nothing, Lord. We need your help, Lord, in vain is the help of man. But Lord, we know, Lord, that whatever you do, Lord, it shall be done forever. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, this evening that you'll remember the loved ones in our families who's not yet saved. Lord, we know, Lord, that the time is short. And Lord, even as we heard in Sunday past, Lord, Lord, this could be the last time we get to pray for them. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, you'll help us to pray with an urgency and an expectation that you are indeed coming again. Lord,
amen.
Let us not think ourselves it might happen in the next 10 or 15 or even 100 years, but Lord, let us be expecting your soon coming return. Lord, this may be the last time, Lord Jesus. Help us to intercede for them. Help us to be Christ-like, even as you, Lord, interceded for us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to pray for others who are not able to pray for themselves. Even, Lord, even in days gone by, people prayed for us when we were unable to pray for ourselves. Lord,
yes,
we give you thanks, Lord, for people in the past that prayed for us. People, Lord, whom you have led by your Holy Ghost, Lord,
amen,
to pray. We just ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll help us to pray also. We pray, Lord God, indeed you'll be merciful to the unsaved and their families. We pray that you'll cover them with your precious blood. Indeed, Lord, we claim them under the blood tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, that not one belonging to us would be lost. Lord, help us, Lord, also to speak their names, Lord. Lord, I think of my own family, Lord, tonight for Debbie and for Karen and for Julie, Lord. Pray, Lord God, you'll save them. Lord, I think of all the people, Lord, we have been praying for, Lord, of last year, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, once again that you'll remember them. We thank you, Lord, for those, Lord, that's come to know you as Savior and repented, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you'll, Lord, we thank you for the encouragement, Lord. We just pray that you'll help us, Lord, to keep praying for the others, Lord. I think of John Dale, Lord, still tonight also, Lord. Lord, for Bob, Lord, tonight, Lord, even for Mary, we pray, Lord, that you'll be with her, Lord, and help her, Lord, to be a witness for you, Lord. Pray, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, for Greta Anderson, Lord, for Leonard, Lord, for Morris Girls, Lord. Lord, for Simon and for his wife, Sarah, for Joy and for husband, Robert, Lord, for Carol, Lord, for Daniel, Lord, for Hannah. Lord, there's so many, Lord, for Davy, Lord. Pray, Lord God, you'll save him, for Aaron, Lord. Lord, there's so many in our hearts tonight, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, Lord, this evening, Lord, you'll help us to pray for them, Lord. Lord, we just give you thanks, Lord, that, Lord, you showed us, Lord, your mercy and your grace when you called us and saved us. We thank you, Lord, you gave us the grace to respond. We just ask you now in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll help us, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, to be sincere, Lord, when we pray. And Lord Jesus, that we will indeed, Lord, have a burden for souls, Lord Jesus Christ. For Lord, help us to be like you, Lord. Your word says that you come to seek and to save that which was lost. And I just ask you, Lord, that you would tonight help us, Lord. I ask we would pray, Lord, and while we would meditate upon your word tonight, Lord, that we'll give you thanks and honour and praise. And we just ask you, Lord, to bless the singing and bless the praise tonight. Oh, bless the one that opens thy word this evening also. And we pray, Lord Jesus, for those who couldn't be here tonight, that you'll be their portion, Lord, and be with them, Lord, and undertake for their every need. For those that's listening in tonight, Lord, we pray, Lord, your word will be a blessing to them. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray, giving God the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sing another couple of verses. Sing them, or even not him. I'm pressing on the upward way. Thanks, I'm getting it.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one this evening, and we do give everyone a very warm welcome in their service. And some people's not able to get tonight, but they're wanting prayer, and we're going to be praying for some tonight. And I want to just try and bring a word. I've been praying, and I want to just bring something that would encourage people. And no matter what sickness you take, I want to show you God's instructions. And I want to say that for ourselves here, this fellowship, we have a message for healing, and we have another one for salvation and healing. Not just salvation, but there's one for healing as well. We believe that just as much as Jesus can see, if he can heal. And we want to talk about the power of God tonight, the healing, God's instructions. We want to turn to James. James chapter 5, and the Lord bless each and every one that's tuned in tonight. And I know there's people tuned in. And God can touch you over this broadcast tonight. And you need a touch, and there is people need a touch. And I want you to expect a touch from God. And this is God's instructions. James chapter 5, verse 13 to 16. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. So as soon as we're not well or something's wrong, God's instructions is we're to pray. So the people that say, how do you know it's God's will if you're sick to be healed? Why would the word of God give us instructions to pray for healing if we're not to be healed? That would be a contradiction. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any among you sick? Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that ye may be healed. Now, if it's God's will not to heal, why would God give instructions how to get healed? If it's never God's will to heal, like some people preach, you have to know God's will, then this scripture would be in vain. You would have to take this scripture out of your Bible. Because this Bible's instructions for those that are sick how to get out of it. It's instructions for those that need a touch from God, how to get a touch from God. Now I know with these rules, what we have in place, and we're abiding by whatever restrictions we have till, we're doing all that. Maybe we can't, maybe the elders can't physically go and anoint everybody with oil. They're not allowed to do it in some cases. But if that person believes and they're praying for, they can still be healed. Amen. Even without being touched. God can heal you without anybody even touching you. Just as a brother prayed for somebody to get saved, and later on they got saved. He didn't physically touch them, but God heard the prayer of faith. Let's read on to verse 17. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months. Verse 18, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Let us bow again this evening, and I want you to be sincere, those that's listening in, and here tonight as well. And we know these things, but we need to know them again and again. Amen. Heavenly Father, we humbly bow before you tonight, in the name that's above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Your name is supreme. Neither is there salvation in any other name. For there's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you instructed in Mark 16, if we lay hands on the sick in that name, that they shall recover. We believe your word. Many don't believe your word, but we confess openly tonight, we do believe your word. Father, we ask for the Holy Spirit to come into this room. Go over these airwaves tonight. That the anointing of God will break yokes over lives tonight. May they be destroyed. Every yoke, destroy the yokes. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, I take the Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you that you do. I come against every spirit of infirmity and every spirit of fear and divination. I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ tonight by the power of the blood of the Lamb. I plead the blood of the Lamb over this meeting, over all that's listening in, and over all that's near and dear to us tonight. And we do say amen even to what our brother's praying this evening. You will see all that's been prayed for. Father, now help us with your word. Give us clarity. And bless your word. Let it go out with force and break down the strongholds of the enemy tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to just be not too long, and I want to share a testimony, especially those listening in this evening, because there's so much unbelief about, there's so much about with this COVID-19, and people are catching it where nobody's denying that, but the Lord can heal you from it. But there's so much. I know a man had it, and 8 weeks later he was still bad. And I know another man had it, and 6 months later he was still bad. But I'm going to tell you a testimony tonight that I saw, which was worse than any of that, and they were healed by the power of God immediately. And I saw it. I never read it in a book. I never went. It's not something I heard and repeated. I saw it. And I want to tell you that God is real. God is real. Many people are saying, if only we had Wigglesworth today. If only we had William Branham today. If only we had T.L. Osborne. And when people say that, that's unbelief. Now what do we mean by that? We appreciate all the wonderful men of God. And we know they had faith. But God never wanted them to be in this time, or they would have been in this time. And it is not them we need, it is Jesus Christ we need. It is the same Holy Spirit that they operated with that we need. It is the same anointing of God that was upon them that we need, just like what the disciples had, they had, and we need tonight. The church needs to recognize who she really is. She needs a wake-up call. So that she will turn to the Lord and know who the church really is. The church is the redeemed of the Lord. The true church has been given a name that's far above every other name. The true church has been given authority in the name of Jesus Christ to even raise a dead if need be. That's the true church. Now I know a lot of people don't preach that, but we're not interested in the unbelieving. The Bible is talking to them that will believe. And God's given us clear instructions for healing in the Word of God. Just like he's given us clear instructions in Romans 10 and 9. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's no question mark. It's a fact of the Bible. It's a fact of the Word of God. And we must take healing as a fact of God's Word. Somebody said a lot of people were praying for the word all healed. Well, a lot of people heard the gospel preached and they didn't get all saved. But the preachers that preached salvation didn't stop preaching salvation because they didn't all get saved. Some got saved. And I tell you, Jesus is a healer. This is the thing about it. It's not about some other man. We're not here to preach about a man that God used in a certain time and a certain generation. We're preaching every one of them. We read their books. We read their testimonies. It blesses us. It encourages us. But it is Jesus Christ the healer. And Hebrews 13 and 8 says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He tells us in Malachi 3 verse 6, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. He's the unchanged one. The ministry of Jesus is unchanged. The message of Jesus is unchanged. The power of Jesus is unchanged. Here's another one. The presence of Jesus is unchanged. We must believe when we meet together that the power of the Lord is ever present to heal. We must believe that. We must believe what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, for two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be in the midst, and that to bless. That's the Word of God. We must expect the blessing of God when we meet in the name of the Lord. We must expect the blessing of God. I want to read you these words, and I wrote these this evening. And everything prepared. And I was up praying last night and again this evening. Everything was prepared, but I felt the rightness. And I want to read you this, what I wrote this evening, just before I come out. And I'm going to tell you a testimony that I saw that was real. And it was something that kills more people than COVID-19's ever killed. And people still have it today in the world. And it's still prevalent today. And we never hardly hear it mentioned no more. And that is AIDS. And I'm going to tell you a testimony in a moment about AIDS. What God done. And it's not that long ago what the Lord done. But I want to read you this first of all. The Apostle James sends this letter out over the world to all the churches, ministers, and to every member of the body of Christ. Are you a member of the body of Christ? Are you saved? If you're saved, and by one Spirit you're baptized into one body, you are a member of the body of Christ. I'm not asking you, are you a member of some nominal church or organization? I'm asking you, are you born again? Are you a member of the body of Jesus Christ? Have you had a birth? Have you had an experience with the Lord? If you have, you're a member of the body of Jesus Christ. And James sends us out to you, out to me, out to all of us. This is the word of the Lord to the whole church. Universal. To all of us. All these teachings and blessings are for every child of God that will accept them. He wants the church to know that the power to heal the sick and teach divine healing was not confined to the apostles only. And many false preachers, that's what they are, they preach today that this was limited to the apostles. But here we have read from the book of James 5, the elders of the church can do it. Have you read in your Bible in verse 16, call the elders of the church? How many knows that wasn't them 12 apostles? This is any of the elders of any local church, you can call them. Amen? Is in your Bible a guy? Do you believe it tonight? That's the word of God. So I want to get this out of the road that it's only for the 12. And that's one of the biggest heresies down through the churches, that it's just for the 12. What about the over 70 that Jesus sent out? What about Paul, who wasn't with the 12? And the Bible says he wrought great miracles by the hands of Paul, and he wasn't with them 12 either. So the idea of only the 12 is false teaching. That's a man-made idea and a man-made doctrine. It's no less from the Word of God. It's man-made. This is for the whole church, the elders, to every little church, every little group. Listen to this. He wants the church to know that the power to heal the sick and teach divine healing was not just confined to the apostles, but elders of each and every church had the right to pray and see people healed by the mighty power of God. If we meet the conditions laid out here in the book of James, every follower of Jesus Christ who needs healing can expect to be healed. Do you expect God will heal you? When you called on the Lord for salvation, what did you expect? Did you, after you called on the Lord, did you get up the next morning and say it never worked? When you called on the Lord to save you, you said, thank you, Lord, I'm saved. How did you know you were saved? Did you look saved? Did you feel saved? You might have felt different, but you didn't go with any of that. It went because the Word of God said so. The Word of God said so. Let's remember tonight, this is not about emotion or feeling. But even if you don't, still believe it. Amen? Still believe it. If we meet the conditions laid out here in the book of James, every follower of Jesus Christ who need healing can expect to be healed. James delivered this doctrine of divine healing of the body to be taught and practiced in every church. Does every church do it? Now, I'm not here to condemn any churches, but it's to be practiced in every church. Now, people say we're a New Testament church, and they don't believe this, and they don't practice it. They are not a New Testament church. They're a fake church. They can call themselves a church, but they're not the church James was talking to. And this is not for just us here. This is universal. Every true believer, every true group can do this because the Bible says so. Amen? James delivered this doctrine, divine healing, to be taught in every single church, that each member would know their privilege and duty to God. If we or she were sick, so if somebody's sick, whether it's a sister or brother, if you're sick, instead of sending for the doctor, the Bible doesn't say as soon as you fall sick, send for the doctor. But we're taught in this modern age that we don't tell the Lord about it, we don't tell the pastor about it, we don't tell about it, the first thing would we tell the doctor. Is that the truth? Certainly it's the truth. We're taught that. Oh, but what else can we do? But let me finish this, what I wrote down here. We send for the doctor. And that doctor might be an infidel. That doctor might even be a skeptic. Now I know there's good doctors. I know there's doctors as Christians. And I'm not saying you not to go to the doctor. I went to the doctor. I tell you to go to the doctor. I went to a doctor in Africa and I needed a touch from God. And I went to the doctor and the doctor was going to have to do an operation on me. And he said, if I'd done the operation, you could never make your journey tomorrow. And it was a 12-hour bus journey. He said, you'd never be fit to make the journey tomorrow if I performed the operation you need. But he says, I'm a Christian. In Africa, I'm a Christian. And he says, brother, you're a believer, I'm a believer, and you're here preaching the word of God, I'm going to pray for you. And I said, praise God for a doctor like that. And he prayed for me, and that evening, the Lord Jesus healed me. And I got on the bus the next morning and traveled my journey for 12 hours well. And praise God, he delivered me. Amen. That's the type of doctor he once sent to. Not some quack that won't even test you or look at you and he'll just give you some sort of a pill and send you home. That's a quack. Or a skeptic. But a real doctor. We're not against the doctors. We pray for them here in this church. And we pray for nurses. We appreciate them. We respect them. But we have a doctor that's never lost a case. His name's Jesus. Dr. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And James here is giving instructions to the whole body, to the whole church, how to be healed. And because I want to be a faithful witness, I'm doing what Paul said to Timothy, put the brethren in remembrance of these things. Preach the doctrine, reprove, rebuke, exhort, and thou shalt be a faithful servant of Jesus Christ. We must preach the full counsel of God. And healing's part of it. My friend, the Lord can heal you tonight. I believe it with all my heart. I'm going to tell you in a moment what God done and what I saw God do. And I tell you it was wonderful. What about what the Bible says in verse 14 of James? Who will you call? And if any sick amongst you, let him call for the elders of the church. Amen? You know, even if the elder can't get to you, you could call one of the elders. Don't be afraid to call one of these elders or myself the pastor. One of these brothers that's faith in God and they can pray for your prayer for you. And I believe God can heal you. That's the Bible. That's the Word of God. That's what God wants us to do. Now before I go on to tell you about Jesus, and I'm here to talk about him tonight, and his ministry and the things he done. Some years ago, and it's not that long ago, I went to preach for Brother Andrew in Dublin. And there's a man came on that prayer line, and that man had tested positive for HIV. And his whole family and everything, and they thought there was a mistake, and they sent back, and they got the test all back. And they tested positive. And anyone listening in this message tonight, you can contact the fellowship in Dublin, Brother Andrew, or Brother George down there, and they can testify this is absolutely the truth. And they came to the prayer line, and I prayed for them, and specifically his wife, when I laid my hands upon her in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, something physically went from her. And she knew it did, and I knew it. As soon as I put my hands upon her in the name of the Lord, and the anointing of God was there, something went from that woman. And she knew it, and I knew it. And I prayed for her husband and the whole family. And it was several months later before I was back in Dublin to preach again. And when I got there, I was ordered to the office. And I thought, you know, maybe I've said something wrong or what's happened. I've been called to the pastor's office. And when I got to the office, here was a whole family. A complete family. And they began to tell a story. They could hardly tell it for weeping and praising God. And they showed the test, for they sent for the test again. And they had the test again for AIDS. And every one of them came back completely free from the test. And they're living and they're well today because Jesus healed them. Amen. And if Jesus can heal AIDS, Jesus can heal COVID-19. I can guarantee you that devil tonight. I want you to know Jesus is greater than COVID-19. He's greater than the flu. He's greater than any pandemic. He's greater than any disease. He's the King of Kings. And he's the Lord of all glory. Hallelujah. We're not here to represent some movement or some organization or to get brownie points because we say certain phrases. We are here to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We are here to preach a living Savior. We're here to preach he's a Savior. He's a healer. He's a baptizer in the Holy Ghost. And he's a coming King. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, Jesus healed every one of them. He healed them from AIDS. And I tell you, he's still the same tonight. He's never changed. His power has never changed. His message has never changed. His presence has never changed. When we come to church, we shouldn't say, I didn't feel the power of God. You should pray till you feel it. You should come expecting to meet God. You should come expecting to hear from God. You should come looking to meet with the Lord Jesus Christ afresh every time. Even when you pray at home, why do you pray in secret? Why do you pray at home? Because you want to meet afresh with God. That's the reason we do it. And God has given us instructions that we are to pray for healing. And God wants us. Is any among you afflicted or sick? Let him pray. Hallelujah. My brother or sister listening in tonight, if you're afflicted or you're sick, you have the right to pray for your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. It's the word of God. And I tell you, you ignore, I want to tell you, ignore this theory that there'll be so many days and so many weeks and so many months. Jesus can heal you tonight. Right now. I believe it with all my heart. I know he's able to do it. Let me tell you some things about the Lord. You see, we must believe that the power of the Lord's ever present to heal his children. Ever present. You know, when they let the man down through the roof of the book of Luke, and they broke up the whole roof, and they let him down through the roof. They let him down into Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? They let him down into the Lord. And the word of God says this, that he spoke to him to come out of his cot, and he healed him on the spot. A man that was paralyzed and needed deliverance, the Lord healed him. And the Bible says this, the power of the Lord was present to heal. And I tell you, my friends, that's what we need today. We need the power of the Lord present to heal. And I tell you, if God's people will seek God, And I saw the other day the statistics of abortions in this country. And they're crying about all these diseases and how many's dying. What about those that's dying? What about those that's murdered? Murdered every day, and there's not a word about it. I tell you, God will judge any nation. When they turn their back on God, God will judge them. But when God's people will humble themselves and fast and pray, they can hear from heaven. Let me tell you some things about the Lord, and you follow these scriptures as I go tonight. And I'm not going out anymore in about 10 more minutes. And they were going to pray, and some people want prayer in this room, and others, I'll pray online, they will switch it off. And you that's watching in, when we switch off, you pray. You pray in your home. And keep on praying and believe God to visit you in your living room, in your bedroom. Maybe I'm speaking to somebody tonight and you're in lockdown. You've been told to go and lock yourself away for 14 days or whatever it is. I want to tell you, Jesus can meet you. Take it as a time of appointment to meet with the Lord afresh. I tell you, the Bible talks about 14 days and 7 days in the Old Testament, where they were to go aside and to wash your hands. How many knows that? In Leviticus, Numbers, them books talks about that. That's a time you can meet with the Lord. Praise God. Let me read you this tonight. Look how many times our lovely Savior, in the short time he was on earth in his earthly ministry, heard the cry of the sick for healing. And how willing the Savior answered their prayers and healed the sick. The Bible tells me of Jesus that he went about everywhere doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. Jesus went about everywhere doing good. Could you imagine them coming to Jesus and saying, you better wear a face mask. You better put a suit on. You better not go in there. I'm going to tell you, Jesus Christ touched the lepers that everybody else was afraid to touch. Jesus touched them and they were made whole. He touched them and they were made whole. I tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ went about everywhere doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Somebody said, we're not Jesus. But if you believe the book of Acts, and a brother John mentioned so well from the book of Acts, Sunday past, and you know what it says in the book of Acts? All that Jesus began, the church is to continue. All that he began. And when you read the book of Acts, it's not the Acts of the apostles really, it's the Acts of the Holy Ghost in the apostles. And we need the Holy Ghost to be acting in us. Amen? And we need every opportunity, we need to be seeking God. Pray. Get on the phone to headquarters. You want the number tonight? 5015 is the number. Psalms 50 verse 15. Call upon me in the time of trouble and I shall deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me. That's God's number. I tell you, God can heal you if you make that in sincerity. Let me say this, it's never engaged. And the line's never too busy. Amen. It's always open. Hallelujah. In Matthew 8 verse 2, the leper said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus said, I will. I will be clean. Hallelujah. In verse 6, the centurion, in Matthew 8, verse 6, the centurion said, Lord, my servant lieth home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And then you know the story. If he says, I'm in a man of authority like you are, you don't even need to come to speak the word. Amen? You said, but Brother Tom, we never got physically to the service, but Jesus was able to speak the word, even though they weren't in physical contact with him. He had the power to speak the word, and they were healed. You said, oh, but Brother Tom, you're not Jesus. I know him that, but he still is the same. He's the same Jesus. Well, where do you get the scripture to speak it? Simple. Paul told me it. Paul, the apostle, says in the book of Romans that we are to speak those things that are not as though they were. That's the word of God. The Bible says in Deuteronomy that God sent his word and he healed them. He sent his word and he healed them. The Lord's real tonight. Do you believe it? Look at Matthew 9, verse 18. A centurion ruler worshiped Jesus. My daughter is even now dead, but come, lay a hand on her, and she shall live. I'm just highlighting to you tonight the many miracles that Jesus did. You know, people like to take studies on Smith Wigglesworth, and that's good, I'm all for it, and John G. Lake, and William Branham, and Jack Coe, and all these wonderful men of God, and it's wonderful, I've done it. I've read the books, I've studied them, but one time, some time back, I began to take a study on the miracles of Jesus, and I want to tell you it blessed me. And I would say to you tonight, turn again to the Word of God, turn again to your Bible. You don't need to go to some bookstore for a special book. This is a special book. The Word of God's a special book. It's a miracle book. And the one that wrote this inspired it is supernatural. And he's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's closer than the very breath we breathe. I tell you, God's presence is in this very room tonight. I can feel it and I can know it. That the presence of the Lord is here. I tell you, someone, you ever hear somebody say, when you talk about somebody that's passed on, they're not far from you. Well, we don't believe in, you know, we don't need to do that, but I tell you, we want to talk about Jesus, and he's not passed on, he's passed up, and the Holy Ghost come right back, and he's here. Amen. Praise God in that same name, the name of Jesus Christ, the Comforter's here. And when you talk about him, he'll come near. I don't want no other spirit near or no other man near. I want Jesus to be near. I want the Holy Ghost to be near. It's the Lord that I want to mention and lift up his wonderful name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He can come in your room at home. Oh, I know what I'm preaching about. Jesus changes lives. Changes lives. He can come into your room, wherever you are, in the jail cell, in the prison, in his presence will deliver you and set you free. The power of the Lord was present. In Matthew 9, verse 27, two blind men followed Jesus crying, saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And I tell you, Jesus turned and he healed the both of them. Two blind men, Jesus turned and he healed the both of them. I'm going to tell you, my friend, this evening, Jesus loves you. It's the devil that wants you to think the Lord doesn't love you. It's the devil that wants you to think that God put the sickness upon you, that God wants to keep you sick. That's a lie of the devil. Jesus wants to heal you. Jesus wants to make you whole. My Bible says he was wounded for my transgressions, and by his stripes I'm healed. Isaiah 53, 1 Peter 2, verse 24. It's by the stripes of Jesus we're healed. The devil's a liar. When you study the book of Job, you know who put it on Job. The devil did. God permitted it, but the devil done it. But one day God said, that's enough. The devil's not the one in charge. God made him. He's only a tool in the hand of God. The God we serve is greater than Satan. He's greater than COVID-19. He's greater than cancer. He's greater than AIDS. He's greater than anything. He's a savior of all men, especially of those that believe. That's the word of God. And he's a healer tonight. And I'm here to tell you how to pray to be healed. I'm here to give you instructions from the greatest book and the best book in the whole of the world. That's called the Bible. It's called the infallible, impregnable, unchangeable word of the living God, the Bible. It is God's amen. It is the word of Almighty God. It can never fail. When you talk that word and you read, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, you believed it and you prayed that prayer and the Lord saved you and you're still saved. And next week you're still saved. And next year you're still saved. And in eternity, praise God, you're still saved. It's an eternal thing that's been done. And I tell you, the Lord can heal you tonight. He can heal you. I believe God led this in my heart to preach it. Jesus is a healer. Matthew 15, verse 22. We see the Syrophoenician woman, a woman of Canaan, crying to Jesus, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter's grievously vexed with the devil." I tell you, she knew it was a devil. We have medication names for demons today. We call epilepsy certain names and we give certain tablets for it. But there's no tablet for epilepsy. Epilepsy's a devil. And there's only one way to work with a devil. It's cast that devil out. And you've been given authority to do it. According to Mark 16, they shall lay hands on the sick. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not harm them. That's a commandment of God. Hallelujah! I tell you, when the Holy Ghost, people are talking about the Holy Spirit today, but let's be honest about it. When the early church received the Holy Spirit, something supernatural began to follow them. Hallelujah! You know, when they went up to the gate called Beautiful, the hour of prayer, Peter and John, and they met a lame man on the way, and he was begging for alms. And they said something that the Pope of Rome can't say: "Silver and gold have I none." Amen? He can't say that. The Vatican's billions. I tell you, he can't say that, but the real church, the real disciples said that. They had none of that. But they had something. They said, "Such as we have." Hear me tonight. This is what they said. "Such as we have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." And they took him by the hand. They didn't wait for the next doctor's report. They didn't wait for the next scan. They didn't wait for any of that. They believed Dr. Jesus was on the scene. And they took him by the hand and they raised him up. And the Bible says immediately, straight away. That's what it means. He received strength in his body. Praise God. And he stood up and he didn't just stand, brother. He danced the whole way. Praise God. Hallelujah. He leapt up into the temple with them. They couldn't keep him quiet. I tell you, that's what we need today. I tell you, Church of God Universal, wake it up! And we need to pray for a move of God. Do you believe that tonight? We need the power of God like never before. I tell you, we don't need to be going about like some half-dead chicken. But we need to be real angels. That when we put our head back and look up to heaven and cry unto the Lord, that there's a gush of wind comes from heaven, the power of the Holy Ghost. Then lift us up with no effort. And God will do it. I tell you, Jesus was a healer. I'm closing in just a couple of minutes. When Jesus came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, and we heard it on Sunday, wasn't it wonderful? For his garment shone like the noonday sun. Hallelujah. Oh, I hear people say, "I'd love to be my brother so-and-so. I'd love to be with Jesus." Amen. I tell you, you want to read this book? Do you fall in love with this book? Fall in love with Jesus. Amen. You ever had someone you can't get enough of it? That's what we need to be like with the Lord. And we can never get enough of the Lord. Like our brother John often prays, "Give us more of the same Spirit." Oh, we've had it, but we want more. And the next time we want more, praise God. It's a source that's unlimited. Praise the Lord. Matthew 17, verse 15 and 16. There came a man kneeling down to him and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic. And sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire, and oft times into the water, and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not heal him." I tell you, during lockdown, I took this verse and preached from it. And that evening I preached, the power of the Lord came in the room. And a man listening in Melbourne, Australia, was healed by the power of God as he heard it. Because he saw the word of God. You said the disciples didn't have the faith to do it. But when the disciples failed, Jesus never field. I want you to get that this evening. Even though the disciples failed, you know, a woman came one time to Jericho, and she got Jericho to pray for her. And after Jericho prayed for her, she said, "There you are, I've tried them all." She said, "I've tried Branham, I've tried Roberts, I've tried Hicks, I've tried Osborne." She named a whole list of names of men of God that she had tried. And Jericho rebuked her, and he said, "You're a child of the devil." And she said, "What do you mean?" And she began to tell him what church you went and all the rest of Palava. He says, "You're a child of unbelief." And he says, "I heard you, you listened, Jericho, and all these men, and you went to them, and you've tried every one of them." He said, "Have you ever tried Jesus? Have you ever came to Jesus? Don't come to some famous preacher. Don't come to some famous person. What about coming to Jesus?" And he said she repented. And she said, "Lord, forgive me." And he prayed for her again. God healed her. I tell you, this evening we need to come to Jesus. Where you are in your home, in your room, you need to come to Jesus. I'm closing. Let me quote you Matthew 20, verse 30. As Jesus departed from Jericho, once two blind men sitting by the wayside heard that Jesus passed by and cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thy son of David." Now, you know, earlier in Matthew, we already quoted two blind men. These are another two. I love it when people say it's the same two, there's a mistake. No, it's not. And I love to study that and prove it and see it, where it's not a mistake. It's another case. And here's another one. The Bible says of all the miracles were written that Jesus performed. Yes. Not even all the books in the whole of the world would hold what Jesus has done. And here's the wonderful thing about it tonight in 2020. He still is. And he's still a miracle worker. And he loves you tonight. Amen. Young woman, the Lord loves you. Young man, the Lord loves you. Jesus is your healer. Will you receive him as your healer, just like you received him as your Savior? Will you receive him? Let's come and let's pray this evening. I'm going to ask all those that's listening in tonight to be sincere. Be sincere where you are. Be sincere. Maybe somebody's with you that's an unbeliever, and they don't believe any of these things. Don't let it ever put you off. You believe. You believe God tonight to work for you. I want you where you are. Whatever your need is, whatever your condition is, I want you to believe God that Jesus will be your healer tonight. Heavenly Father, we bow before you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Lord, we've read your word. We've heard your word. Your word is the truth. You're the way, the truth, and the life. Father, I come against every disease. I come against every infirmity. I come against the spirit of infirmity upon the people in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. I rebuke cancer. I rebuke COVID-19. I rebuke every disease that come up out of the pit of hell. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you in Jesus' name, touch that man. Touch that woman. Touch that boy. Touch that girl right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, if there's someone listening in this broadcast that's not saved, may they call upon the name of the Lord and be saved tonight. Father, in this room, while we come around to pray and seek your face, Father, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll touch people in this room, that you'll help us as a brother prayer to pray prayers for loved ones. We plead the blood of Jesus over every one of them. We ask for your protection, for your help over our families, over our homes, and over our friends. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to come here till an attitude of prayer this evening. And those listening in, you pray in your homes. We're going to be going now, but you pray in your homes. God bless you. And
There's a brother here wants prayer, Brother George. Praise God. And anyone else wants prayer, you feel you want hands laid on you, the oil's here, you come as well. And if one brother wants prayer, anyone else wants prayer, and I want to give you this opportunity to obey the word of God.